Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 30 minutes, retired Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul has been our guest, former head of Pakistani intelligence. The Washington Post wrote, if the documents are to be believed, and the uncooperated U.S. intelligence reports must be read with caution. So they add that this is just battlefield reports fed by contractors. Ghul has taken a direct hand in quarterbacking attacks against U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Ghul calls the reports fiction and nothing else. So this is a guy, from what I've seen, who's told the truth. I mean, I don't trust anybody except my wife and children and God. But I just go off long-term study, long-term looking at geopolitical systems, the British model of the great game that our country's adopted, how we're being used. I mean, for 5 years, U.S. troops and contractors have been sneaking around in Afghanistan, 9 years there, in Pakistan, and now they came out 3 weeks ago and admitted, okay, we lied to you, we got contractors and troops there. And, Ghul said 2 years ago on this show they were there to stir up the tribal areas to destabilize Pakistan. And now that's admitted. I mean, these global corporations that suck us dry with these wars, they have a motive to expand these wars. So this is a short segment, General, but brief answers on this. Finishing up on Israel and the U.S. being used as a tool that you were talking about there. And then how can we get out of there on friendly terms with the Pakistan's folks and with the Afghans? And versus how it will end if we don't pull out?
Well, let me tell you that there is everything to be gained by pulling out, and there is everything to be lost by continuing to stay here. So that's my judgment, and I'm quite convinced that this is right. Now, by pulling out, you are going to, because there is a natural affinity between America and Pakistan and America and even Afghanistan, because, you know, they have cooperated in the past throughout. We have a long history of cooperation. When India was in the USSR camp, Pakistan was all along, and Afghanistan too was in the American camp. Afghanistan made a mistake of being in the USSR camp, and USSR came and attacked it at that time. And of course they resisted. And Pakistan stood behind them, America stood behind them also, and they don't forget that. So if you pull out, and that is very simple, you have to have a change of heart, and I have given that message clearly. I said, I am prepared to come discuss with you, face the court, go for a hearing before the Senate or the Congress, whatever you want me to do, I am prepared. If I am a terrorist, if I am quarterbacking, as you rightly said, this attacks in Afghanistan, then you can catch me. I mean, here is a terrorist who is offering himself. He says, okay, catch me, hold me responsible. Take me anywhere, to Congress, Senate, to any court, to any interrogation center. I'm prepared for all this. They are lying. I tell you, they are lying to the American people more than anyone else. And we have, if they have a change of heart, we will find ways and means when they can pull out safely. They will not be followed. Now, the speech that President Obama made on 8th of May 2009 in Cairo, addressing the Al-Azhar University, I think that was remarkable, because in this he had said, if there is no chance of attack or there is no threat of attack from that region to America, then in that case we are prepared to pull out every single troop from that region. And I at that time also on some of the TV channels, I said that this is a legitimate demand. Okay, we accept this, that there should be no attack on America from this area.
General,
no,
stay there.
No one has ever been found in the past also. And that automatically means that the responsibility will be on the new government, which will be installed in Afghanistan, to make sure that there is no threat to American interest.
General, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We've got to go to break. Come back and repeat that thought and finish it up. We'll be right back with General Hamid Ghul.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've been talking to Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul about a host of really important issues, and he's joining us from Pakistan. Last time we had him on, the regular phone number was being blocked, and we were having trouble getting through on the other line, and it looks like we may be having some phone troubles now. We may try to reconnect with him in a moment. General, do we have you? Now, again, I have researched all of this information in depth, and we've had the former CIA commander for the entire Afghan war on. He wrote the book Jawbreaker, and he admitted that they would pick up 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids and would send them to Guantanamo Bay as terrorists, knowing they were totally innocent, just to create this illusion. It's a manufactured war as a pretext to feed our troops into a meat grinder as a giant laboratory of control. And that's the bottom line of what's been going on here. Going back to General Hamid Ghul, General, I have looked at all of the information concerned here, and clearly the Pentagon plan is to expand the war into Pakistan. They now admit that U.S. forces and contractors are there illegally. Congress had been lied to about this. Where is all this leading, and what are the Western forces doing in Pakistan?
Well, they are on sabotage, subversion mission, and inciting people to rise against the central government of Pakistan. So they are on destabilizing exercise, not realizing that this is going to hurt them more than it is going to hurt us, because we are in any case suffering. There is a spate of flood at the moment we are facing in Pakistan. It's a great human tragedy that we are in the middle of it. And on top of it, our friends America and their allies, some of their allies, and India, they are in collusion to bash Pakistan and to really unravel it from inside. But this is very unfair, and I don't think they will be able to do it at the end of the day. I think if they get embroiled in Pakistan, then they will keep on staying here for a very long time. And I don't think the American people have a heart for it. I think 60% of Americans are now already against this war. And if they are going to expand this war, because I know one thing, the irregular fight that is going to be put up to Americans, whether in Pakistan, Afghanistan, or Iran, now the larger the area of conflict and longer the period of conflict, the established power, the one who is equipped with more firepower, cannot win. This is a lesson from history, and it is immutable. Because if they enlarge the area of conflict, then they will get more embroiled into some of the very difficult things which they can't foresee at this moment. So I think it is professionally very, very unwise for America to get involved into a conflict inside Pakistan.
General Ghul, where is this leading if the United States doesn't pull out? I mean, clearly our government, controlled by these offshore corporate interests, wants to expand this into Pakistan with this destabilization. From your research, how many contractors are sneaking around in your country versus regular U.S. forces?
Well, I think security contractors at this moment, they are trying to spread their wings into Balochistan area. And Americans have been granted permission, it is understood, to open, because they arm-twist us, our government and our leaders, very conveniently, and they are going to open a consulate in Quetta. And I think this would, it will have two purposes. One, to continue to fan the ongoing insurgency, which is artificially being sponsored in Balochistan, which is largest of our provinces because of its very huge size and because of its borders with Makran coast. The coastal line mostly is covered by this province. And it's a long border with Iran. It is about 900 kilometers long border that we share with Iran. So it has twin purpose, A, to destabilize Pakistan, and B, to get inside Iran and try to destabilize them, because those areas are Sunni populated, and they are definitely trying to create a problem for Iran from that point. So really, at this moment, I would put the figure of the security contractors to less than 5,000. I don't think they are more than this number. And they are trying to expand because very recently, 650 visas were issued to American servicemen. And they come in CVs. This is very unfortunate that servicemen traditionally should be used in uniform. But when you start using them in civilian clothes, this is not their job. A soldier is brought in bread and he is he is taught, his training is to fight cleanly on the battlefield.
So they're trying to turn him into
the work of undercover agents.
Exactly, trying to turn him into covert spies, so they can't be differentiated between them, regular troops, and the different contractors. Speaking of Iran, General Gould, we continue to hear over and over again that Iran is funding insurgency in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and many analysts, even here in the West, even many people in the CIA say that that's asinine, that's a lie. What's the truth there?
Oh, it's not a lie. Believe you me, Iran is not doing anything of this nature. But they would have us believe that Iran is our enemy. They are not our enemy. There has been no hostility between Iran and Pakistan. That border is quiet. There is absolutely peaceful movement of goods and people on that border. So this is an utter lie. It's only to malign Iran. But I tell you, Israel is hell-bent to draw America into a wider war by attacking Israel, attacking Iran. If they go in for unilaterally to attack some target, even drop a few bombs here and there, I think it will flare up a conflict that they will not be able to control. And America is likely to get sucked into this war. And this may turn out to be the Third World War. It will be a disaster of the first order. I think it must be avoided at all costs.
Well, General Gould, it's not just you, a formidable intelligence and military expert who's worked at every level from ground commander up to major general right through here. But dealing with this, the word that I get from Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst, retired, and others, is that they're looking at green-lighting it this month. They may attack, Israel may attack in the next 15 days or even sooner. We are on the edge of what most even Western analysts say, and the Russians agree, could lead to World War III.
Yes, I agree with you. I said that independently. I didn't have this information that you have, but all the same, I think my calculation as a strategist and as an intelligence expert is that this would be a disaster. I don't think that Russia can be kept back, or China for that matter. I don't know which all other countries will get sucked into this imbroglio. And this will be an inferno that will consume so many things. And corporate America would be the biggest sufferer. They don't realize this. Because if it results eventually in destabilization of the entire region, where are they going to sell their goods? And how are they going to pick up the oil? And especially the European countries will be the biggest sufferers. And Japanese economy will collapse. So many things will happen. You can't simply, it's incalculable at this time.
By the way, that's what literally hundreds of top Western analysts are saying. They confer with General Hamid Gould. General, we're running out of time, and we've got one more segment coming up. I may try to keep you a bit longer, but I wanted to get into some other issues. We're also simulcasting on television. If I can have a document cam shot right here. Evidence Mumbai attackers were Anglo-American intel operatives. That's Kurt Nimmo in November of 2008 about the Mumbai attacks. Now we have December of last year, Times of London, Mumbai terrorist suspect David Headley was rogue U.S. agent. The Chicago Tribune went on to report he was the commander of the operation. The head of Indian counterterrorism said it was a Western op, but they killed him that day to shut him up. Here's another one. Chicago man charged in 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. Intelligence connection. So how did you know 2 years ago, day one, that this was a Western op that they tried to blame on you in Pakistan?
Well, I have an uncanny sixth sense about this because of my experience, because of the fact that I worked with the CIA and I know how their mind works. I can read their mind. For instance, I had said that this attack, 9/11 attack, was because of the internal cavity inside America itself. To date, they have not been able to come up with a charge sheet against Osama bin Laden. He should have been tried in absentia if they had enough evidence on him. Why have they not tried him in absentia?
General, I've got to stop you. This is too important. I want you to start over when we come back and talk about Osama bin Laden. Of course, CNN said that you had no evidence of that when bin Laden's on record saying he didn't do it. The CIA now admits 2 months ago that they created a fake bin Laden video. In fact, print me that Washington Post. It's spy talk. CIA created fake bin Laden video. Stay there. General Hamid Ghul, our guest, will be right back.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, he's a retired three-star general, so it is Lieutenant General, former head of Pakistani intelligence, General Hamid Ghul. And he is with us today. And I have to tell you, I've researched this all in depth myself. It's been declassified, the CIA, Mossad, MI6 staged terror attacks. They're doing everything they can to get us into a full-bore war with Pakistan. Then they'll have to go in with a full invasion to get the nukes. And I mean, if you think that the Afghans are tough and hard to beat, the Pakistanis are just as tough or tougher and have nuclear weapons. But I'll get into that in a moment with General Gould. General Gould, I brought up the Mumbai attacks. It was later confirmed that that was run by Western intelligence, and you were getting into 9/11 being an inside job. Please spend some time on that.
Yeah, 9/11, they haven't given the evidence so far. And I think much hype was created. Now they don't even mention about Osama bin Laden. The latest statement is by General Petraeus. He said that he is so far away that whether he is alive or dead doesn't matter at all. So that means they have forgotten about Osama bin Laden now. And they are out to destroy the Afghan nation and then come for Pakistan. From day one, I said 9/11 was a pretext. Afghanistan is the lodging place. This is the staging point, and from there they will jump into Pakistan. And I fear that this is coming true. But in Pakistan, their overwhelming interest of both India and Israel, it's not America's interest, because America won't bother whether Pakistan has 30, 40 or 100 bombs. It makes no difference to America. We have no such hostility between us. In fact, we have been very fast friends in the past, and we still are friends. Anyway, the point is that Israel would simply not be able to digest Pakistan's nuclear program, nor the Indians. So Pakistan's nuclear program is one point which needs to be now resolved one way or another. Either they have to accept that Pakistan is a de facto nuclear power and should be entered into the nuclear club, because that's a reality. And the fact that they have not accepted it, while India's nuclear capability has been accepted, that means they are still out to destroy it somehow. They can't reverse it and they cannot destroy it. Now that is where my understanding of Pakistan's ability, Pakistan's will to resist and its resilience comes into play. I can assure you there is a complete consensus in Pakistan on this one issue, that nuclear capability we have to protect, even if in the process we end up with a total destruction. Doesn't matter, but we will protect this capability of ours. It's a great asset for Pakistan. But my fear, Alex, is that if Pakistan is put to the corner and it is pushed against the wall, Pakistan being an Islamic state could also declare international jihad. Now, if that Islamic State declares international jihad, it becomes binding on the Muslims of the rest of the world to come out in support of jihad. Now, that is what will change the modern history altogether if that call is given. So let Pakistan not be taken lightly by the adversaries, by India, by Israel, or even by America. Pakistan has a potential, which is a very dangerous potential. We wouldn't like to do that. But if we have no other choice, if it is existentialist threat to us, then anything is possible. And it better be avoided by our adversaries.
General, I'm showing viewers Spy Talk, the issue from about 2 months ago in the Washington Post with a headline, CIA's unit, wacky idea, depicts Saddam as gay. But buried in the article, they admit that they made fake bin Laden videos. The famous bin Laden video is a fake. So bin Laden was writing letters saying he didn't do this after the attacks. Meanwhile, they use message boards and fake videos, and they admit it was a fake video. Why would the CIA arrogantly come out and admit they're growing the opium? Why would they arrogantly come out and brag that they are creating fake bin Laden videos? I mean, why are they so arrogant?
Well, this is the imperial arrogance, imperial hubris, which I think afflicts every nation which comes into that position where it stands at the pinnacle. And there is no one to destroy them but they themselves. Their own internal cavities destroy them. Their own arrogance and their own sense of injustices. I mean, that is what destroys them. So I think this system is on self-destruct, unfortunately. Their status, somehow, they are not able to handle it properly, the sole superpower status, because there are lesser men. The leaders are lesser leaders. There are pygmies as far as intellectual capacity is concerned, as far as their moral equality is concerned. They are pygmies. This is the problem of the leadership. So I think while we in the third world countries usually cry about our leaders, I think poor America is also really bereft of the quality leadership that they deserve at this time.
General, stay there. Final segment with you coming up straight ahead. We'll talk more about World War III.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We've got it.
Coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Three-star General Hamid Gul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, who led the forces to victory against the Soviet bear. When you watch the films and read the documents about the Soviets massacring villages, carpet bombing villages, it's exactly what our criminal government's doing. The same corporations that have occupied Afghanistan using our military are occupying my country. They're waging war against my Bill of Rights, my Constitution, my children's future. I want my republic back. I want to be known as the land of the free, home of the brave, an example of goodness, not an example of evil. They lie to you. They give you fake bin Laden videos. They stage terror attacks. They say Saddam's got WMDs when he doesn't. And they want to start World War III, not just with Iran, but Pakistan. I concur with General Gould's analysis 100% from my own deep 18-hour-a-day research many days. Okay? We are going into World War III. And General Gould, you talked about how they want to cause the collapse of Pakistan, how they're funding radicals there, which has been admitted. They've been caught. and how they want Pakistan to have their back against a wall, so they have to declare an emergency jihad to protect themselves and call on aid, as Afghanistan did, so they can have what the PNAC documents and the Israelis and Dick Cheney called for in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC document, a clash of civilizations. They want to force the American people into a bare-knuckle war to fully commit us. I believe they're going to set off nukes in the U.S. and blame it on Pakistan and Iran. I see them putting out this story to where the Americans will howl with pure rage. They will ship 3 million Americans over there, bloodthirsty, ready for absolute genocide. And so your people, my people, have to stand together against the New World Order, just like they want to put two pit bulls in a ring and have us kill each other. We don't need to do this. We need to be smart enough to avert this, and the evidence is clear. We are on the verge of them launching World War III, a clash between Christendom, what's left of it in the West, and the East, a war without end. General, your comments.
My comments are that there is no clash of civilization. This is a myth that has been created, unfortunately. There has to be a meeting of civilization. And as far as Islam is concerned, why is it being looked upon as an enemy, as an adversary? Islam encompasses Christianity and Judaism. It is not an entity in itself, but actually it encompasses all the three religions of the book. So there has to be amity, peace among us, and everyone has to gain from it. And therefore, there is no need for the dark impulse in the American system. I won't say in the American people because they are so good. It is in the American system that dark impulse has to be removed, and it can only be removed by the American people if they rise against this, like the moratorium movement back in the Vietnam days when it picked up from Berkeley's campus and then it spread across the cities and villages of whole of America. It became the battle cry for American people that this was a useless war, this was a debilitating war, and we must quit as soon as possible, which they did. And of course, America still remained a great power, and eventually it, because of the Afghan blood, because of the services of Pakistan and men like me, that America enjoys today the status of the sole superpower. Now, America is hell-bent, or that dark impulse in American system is hell-bent, that they destroy America's position as the sole superpower. So it has to be morally correct, and unfortunately, telling lies with regard to Iraq, telling lies with regard to 9/11, and telling lies now with regard to Bombay attack, everywhere it is lies, lies, and lies, nothing else. And that is not going to be helpful, because that is going to totally demolish the American position. American economy is in doldrums, but the generals of the Pentagon, they would want America to commit more forces in Afghanistan and elsewhere, and now they want to pick a fight with Iran, at the same time pick a fight with Pakistan. I don't know. They have to sit down, war game it, and if I am there, I will tell each one of them how wrong they are. There are lessons to be learned from military history. In Afghanistan, for instance, the spaces are not in their control. The victory or defeat is actually the outcome of three interplay of three factors, which is very important. Now I'm talking as a professional soldier. The time, space, and relative strength. In Afghanistan, Americans have the watch and opposition has the time. The Mujahideen has the time. In Afghanistan, again, they have the spaces are with the opposition, and Americans are confined only to garrison town. More and more, they will be squeezed into the garrison town. And third factor, that of relative strength, agreed that America has firepower, but America does not have a willing, motivated manpower. Slowly, gradually, the American soldiers have started now asking, what are we here for? Why are we laying down our lives? And I think this is a terrible situation if it seeps into the minds of the soldiery. And I think before this really erupts, it's better for America, it is better for the world that they pull out of here and they abandon any notions of attacking Iran or coming for Pakistan's nuclear capability. They cannot pluck it out, and it can create a desperate Pakistan which could do anything. anything. I'm not saying that Pakistan would do it, but I think there are possibilities and there are chances that Pakistan may actually have to, for its own existence, for its own honor, for its own well-being, it can go to the extreme limit, which would not be good for the countries who want to see Pakistan's nuclear capability destroyed and Pakistan cut to pieces. No, it will not happen. I can assure you this. And they better disabuse their minds and their plans of this kind of notion.
General, a few other points I wanted to bring up to you, and then any other points you'd like to make, and we'll let you go. We're very thankful for your time today and your courage to come on this broadcast. But specifically, Benazir Bhutto, dealing with another lie. Our media said that she fell and hit her head on the side of a car, even though all over European and Central Asian news, it showed her being machine gunned in the chest by Western contractors as the intel. And then when it came out that she had been murdered and that our media had lied, they tried to claim that forces associated with the Taliban, which is any tribal group that resists occupation, had done it. What is the truth from your research about the assassination of Bhutto?
I've been saying that all along. She has been killed by the Americans. She has been killed by Dick Cheney's people. They are the ones who are operating Dick Cheney's order, because Dick Cheney has drawn up a plan of governance for Pakistan, and Benazir has become rebellious. She refused to meet Negroponte because Negroponte had told her not to go in Pakistan until after the election. But she dared them, and she came and she said, I'll want independent judiciary. She sent me a message through an emissary, a good friend of hers and me, and he came and said that she says, General, I am now agreeing with you. I tend to agree with you that the Americans have evil designs on Pakistan. And therefore, I know that it is she had become very dangerous for them, for Dick Cheney and company, who wanted things to happen in a certain way in Pakistan. And fortunately, those things are happening in that fashion. And I think Pakistan is in tatters today. Pakistan has to be redeemed. And I think the young generation of Pakistan is very angry, very unhappy with America. So America must not think of ruling Pakistan by proxies. This is wrong, and I think they should quit this idea as soon as possible.
Well, General Gould, here is my message to the Pakistani people. I know you're hardworking, intelligent, good people who have always been friends with the United States, and I have the globalist-owned PNAC plans to go in and destabilize you and overthrow your country and then put extremists in power so that you won't have a highly developed civilization. And they're threatened by that. And they also want to use up America's treasure and our good name and destroy us in the international community via your destruction, so that this new global corporate state known as the New World Order can rise. And they now admit they're forming a world government run by private banks. They have a global carbon tax that's meant to strangle development. This is eugenics. And from my research, I've never read your writings on this subject, but I'm curious your view on the aim of this global corporate Anglo-American New World Order system. And are you aware that they've been caught giving children in Central Asia, this is CBS News, real polio in the shots to kill them? They've been caught adding sterilants to the tetanus shots to sterilize women. And that from my research, Latin America, Africa, Central Asia, Pakistan, particularly, is targeted by a covert population reduction program. Are you aware of that, sir?
Yes, I've heard of it. And I think it's very obnoxious, to say the least. But America appears to be becoming heartless. And I think the American people have got to win back their heart. And they have to come up with an opinion which is stronger than their dark policies. I think that opinion, America can be stopped in the track only by the American people. There is nobody else who can do that for them until the whole disaster takes place. But we want to avert disaster, as you very rightly said. I think that's your mission. And good luck to you for that mission. I think it's a noble mission, and you must continue pressing this hard as much as you can.
General Hamid Ghul, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to speaking to you again in the future, and I hope that our two countries can be friends, and I hope that we can get our nation back from the globalists. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, and goodbye.
Goodbye, General Ghul. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a hour and 15-minute live, uncensored interview with three-star General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence. And I will post this video and audio at prisonplanet.tv. If you missed any of it in the live show today, it'll be up just minutes after the live broadcast ends, after Max Kaiser is with us on the economy and other news. But what you just heard is the truth from all of my research. Separately, doing my own research, I can find nothing that Hamid Ghul said here that isn't veritas, that isn't the truth. And this guy was a hero in our media in the 80s, leading the attacks against the Soviets. And now it's the Russians saying we better be careful in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and it's our own government run by a bunch of crooks that is trying to expand all of this. So very informative interview with Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, and obviously in the days to come, you'll probably see a lot of news articles written about all of this. But what was the one line, Jaron, that he said that you thought would be a good idea to name the video of this when we posted at prisonplanet.tv? God help America. Hamid Ghul, God help America. This is a guy actually trained over here. And our media is using fake battlefield reports, even the Washington Post said are very questionable, to claim that this 74-year-old gentleman, did he say 74 or 76, to claim that he is running all these attacks when it's all these different tribes, all these different groups who many times are even fighting with each other. I mean, nobody's running this. Nobody's controlling this. That's the globalist mindset, is they create crises so big and so out of control that the problems just get bigger, and then they can spend more money and more troops and project more power in the name of cleaning it up, but the plan is only to make it worse and commit us to an endless war. And that's why, as a patriotic American who defends the entire Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Constitution, I agree with George Washington. And we know FEMA demonizes George Washington. I have video training films where they teach police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were terrorists and were bad. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. And it's just so disgusting to see this. But George Washington, now Al-Qaeda, according to our government, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. He said, no foreign entanglements. We're not an empire. We're going to trade with people. Like Ron Paul says, we're going to have business with people. Now, I got a bunch of other news coming up on the economy I want to hit on. Ahead of Max Kaiser joining us, some other military news when we go to break here in a moment. But I've done an hour and 47 minutes without telling you about what makes this operation float, what funds this operation. But more importantly, that's just a caveat, a fringe benefit, a symbiosis, a symbiotic relationship. These films are waking people up. You can show them the well-produced, well-documented, riveting, real-world films. And your friends and family are ready to be awakened. You can get all my films or films I produce and make copies of them and air them on Access TV and give them to people for nonprofit educational purposes. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined by Jason Burmes, such an important film. Took us a year and a half to make this. Covers the whole New World Order architecture, their Order Out of Chaos program, hundreds of New World Order global government quotes. This is such an important film. This special ends next Monday. You've got a week to take advantage of this. Buy one copy, get three free. You can go ahead and do all your Christmas shopping early, have it all. Buy one copy for $19.95, get three copies for $19.95 free. So you get four copies, $19.95, buy one, get three free. You can buy two for $39.95 or $39.90, and you get eight copies free. 10 videos for $39.90. 10 copies of Invisible Empire for $39.90. Same thing with Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. The entire 15 years of my research, the latest developments, the secret governor's councils, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the executive orders, all of it is covered in this film. The FEMA camps, the clergy response teams, how the underwear bombing on Christmas Day was staged. It is all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. So many subjects, well documented. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. 10 copies, $39.90. 4 copies, $19.95. Same thing with part two of the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama, how they plan to start the wars, how they plan to steal the pension funds. Made this almost a year ago. It's all coming true now. People see this and are blown away. The production quality is off the chart. Fall of the Republic. You can get all three of these films. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. And also other great documentaries that we carry, discounted. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. Solutions for a Broken Economy, The Secret of Oz, directed by Bill Still. Get it discounted. The Obama Deception. All of these are available right now at InfoWars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also download all of my films in super high quality, burn them right to disc or CD to give people to play on their computers, or DVD players at PrisonPlanet.tv. They've got a 64 kilobit audio podcast there. They've got the 64, it's actually 120 or even higher audio, video of the entire archive of the full show. We now do the whole transmission as TV as well, not just part of it. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your memberships make all this possible. And later this week, exclusive for PrisonPlanet.tv members, my interview with Jesse Ventura on Key Info here in Austin last week.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, this is former Governor Jesse Ventura, and this is the Alex Jones Show. I recommend you all pay attention to Alex. because Alex and I are teaming up again this fall for a second season of Conspiracy Theory, where we will attempt to get to the bottom of these conspiracies. Until then, keep watching and listening to Alex.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, right when we kick off the third hour, Max Kaiser, stockbroker, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, great trends forecaster, he'll be joining us today on this live Monday, 16th day of August, 2010. I'm going to get into the economy with Kaiser coming up and the Iran situation. But first, I wanted to get into some Big Brother news. This is up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Remember 6-7 years ago in Australia and the U.S., the NSA was going to give local police and Bureau of Land Management and environmental groups, even private ones, access to satellite images, live time, of people's farms and ranches and in businesses, so they could harass people so that they couldn't build a barn or couldn't, you know, plant crops without being harassed. Well, all Google did, which is admittedly part of the NSA, I mean, I told you that many years ago, now they admit it, is they just made it all public to everybody. And government is now using this to harass people and all over the world, because the same global corporations are setting this up. They're banning people collecting their own rainwater, and now they're saying you've got to pay for rain to fall on your crops. But then other nations don't have to do that. It's all selective. It's all part of the carbon tax. This will shut down our industry and our farming even more. Key article up at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson today. Government using Google Earth to loot destitute Americans. And I actually heard an NPR piece about 2 weeks ago and thought to call Watson, because a lot of times I call Watson or Kurt. Well, Kurt works here now. He's moved to Austin from New Mexico. But so I'll usually go into their office or call them. Watson's in England. Both Watsons are. And I'll say, write on this. And I forgot to, but that's why I love Watson, because he thinks just like I do, and he wrote a story about it. But NPR was saying it was good. In Greece and in other countries, the government, to raise money, is charging people, depending on the city, $300 to $1,000 or 1,000 euros for a swimming pool fee. Or they notice if your swimming pool looks like it's in disuse, they come and fine you. So it's all part of this surveillance harassment. Remember that Pennsylvania tax collection ad where it says, hey, Tom, we're watching you. You didn't pay $4,000 taxes, and we know where you live. And it shows the Earth, and they zoom in from space and show the guy's house. Again, this is all designed for you. Here it is, Smile, aerial images being used to enforce laws, Associated Press. And that was August 14th, just 2 days ago. In fact, crank this ad up. Start it over. That's a good idea. Crank up the ad, because I want people to actually see and hear this ad where they're intimidating people. Here it is.
Just off of 5th Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Oh, find us before we find you. So this whole grid isn't for the terrorists. That's the government. They're staging almost all of it. It's for us. State utilizing aerial imagery technology to enforce petty ordinances and loot destitute citizens of whatever income they have left after having had trillions in wealth stolen and transferred to foreign banks and trillions spent to build these satellites and launch them. And the whole article just goes over it. And then there's another report here. They're now coming in to charge you for rainwater usage.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.